Corporate earnings season is in full swing, but many investors wonder if those numbers are believable. In recent weeks, WorldCom and Xerox admitted overstating sales and profits by billions of dollars. While such massive meltdowns make headlines, many companies may be taking smaller steps to adjust the numbers they report to investors. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
XL Technology reported earnings yesterday of 20 cents a share. That's 2 cents more than analysts had expected, and the company's stock jumped 8%. At the same time, Packaging Corporation of America reported earnings of 11 cents a share, or a penny less than analysts expected. Its stock fell more than 4%. These two random examples show how seriously the market takes it when companies make or fail to make their numbers. But accounting professor Brett Truman of the University of California at Berkeley says it's a mistake for investors to put that much stock in companies' quarterly results.
Those of us who understand accounting know that there are so many ways that companies can squeeze another 1 or 2 cents out of earnings that it really means nothing to us. It just means that the company very possibly dipped into its reserve of accounting maneuvers and was able to dig up another few cents per share.
It's called earnings management, this massaging of income and expenses to produce the bottom line a company wants. Truman says it's commonplace, especially among executives whose compensation is tied to their company's stock price.
I don't know of any statistics, but I would really think it's the rule rather than the exception.
Executives can tweak the numbers because, as President Bush said last week, things aren't exactly black and white when it comes to accounting procedures. A company can boost its reported sales, for example, simply by reducing its set-aside for bad debts. It can show lower expenses by adjusting its schedule for depreciation. These and other tricks may be permitted under generally accepted accounting principles, but they can also give investors a distorted view of the company's performance. Securities law professor John Coffey of Columbia University says for years companies relied on accounting gimmicks to smooth out their earnings, understating profits in healthy quarters and overstating them in lean times to make their business appear less volatile. Now, Coffey says, some companies have gone further, in effect, borrowing profits from the future in a desperate attempt to make their numbers today.
That leads to, I think, a more fundamental form of distortion where the company's financial statements begin to lose any serious contact with reality.
The danger is this kind of earnings management can snowball. A company that inflates earnings in one quarter using some small accounting trick may have to use more aggressive bookkeeping in the next quarter if it wants its earnings to keep growing. Charles Niemeyer, the chief accountant for the Securities and Exchange Commission's Enforcement Division, says once a company starts down that road, it's tough to stop.
People who never intend to do something wrong end up finding themselves in situations where they're almost forced to continue to commit fraud once they've started doing this. Otherwise, it'll be revealed that they have used improper accounting in the earlier periods.
Niemeyer says more companies may have turned to accounting tricks during the recession to prop up earnings eaten away by the slowdown.
This is what we know. Enron, WorldCom, Xerox, to us at the SEC, those are dramatic events. But actually, they are not anomalies. We don't know exactly how widespread an issue it is, but based on what we see, we don't expect it to immediately go away.
The weeks to come could see more companies admitting and correcting the most aggressive bookkeeping. Some firms will want to sanitize their accounting before next month, when top executives become personally accountable for their financial statements. The SEC is putting more resources into policing corporate bookkeeping. Professor Truman says investors and professional stock analysts could also discourage earnings management by looking not only at whether companies make their numbers in a quarter, but also how they got there. Scott Horsley, NPR News.